For this Wednesday, May 1st, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Last night was the Posey County battle on the baseball field, and North Posey earned an 8-1 win at home over Mount Vernon. With the win, the Vikings improved to 14-2 overall and 6-1 in conference play. The Wildcats dropped to 7-9 and 2-6 in the PAC. Mount Vernon softball suffered a tough 5-4 loss at Princeton. The loss puts the Wildcats softball team at a 9-8 mark on the year, and they are 4-5 in conference play. Also from last night, North Posey softball earned a 3-0 victory at North. Now coming up this evening in local high school sports, Mount Vernon baseball plays Evansville Christian on the road at 7:30. The game will be played at Bossy Field. North Posey baseball heads to Central for a 7 o'clock start, and North Posey softball welcomes Southridge at 5 o'clock. You can hear that game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Details have been announced for summer school at North Elementary and South Terrace. A summer session will run from July 22nd through August 2nd for students entering second and third grades. Each day, the hours will be from 8:30 until 11:30 a.m. There will be activities in reading, writing, and math. No transportation will be provided. If you are interested in enrolling your student, contact either North Elementary at 812-874-2710 or South Terrace at 812-985-3180. The Salvation Army of Evansville is receiving a substantial grant to support their Pathway of Hope program. Officials say the $25,000 grant came from the CenterPoint Energy Foundation with the goal of changing the lives of both parents and children. The program serves those in Vandenberg, Warwick, and Posey counties and focuses on the unique needs of each family. Parents who are part of the program can work towards self-sufficiency and be an example to their children as they break the cycles and habits of generational poverty. The Salvation Army says two families are graduating from the program this week, and four more families are joining. Switching back to some sports news from Tuesday night in local college action, Evansville baseball picked up a 7-6 win at Southeast Missouri State. The Purple Aces trailed 4-3 the ninth inning with two outs, but UE got a pair of two-run home runs from Mark Schallenberger and Chase Hug to go in front 7-4. They would then hang on for the one-run win. Evansville improves to 25-19 of the season. USI baseball got tripped up over in Carbondale by the Salukis of SIU 7-5. The Screaming Eagles now sit at 19-26 on the year. From Major League Baseball on Tuesday, the St. Louis Cardinals split their doubleheader in Detroit against the Tigers. St. Louis won Game 1 2-1. They scored two runs in the ninth inning to steal the win. Then in Game 2, it was all Detroit as the Tigers won 11-6. The Cardinals are now 14-16 of the season, and they finish up their three-game set in Detroit this afternoon at 12:10. The Chicago Cubs got beat in Game 2 of their series in New York by the Mets 4-2. The Cubs dropped to 18-12 on the year and continue their series at the Mets tonight at 6:10. The Cincinnati Reds lost out west in San Diego to the Padres 6-4. The Reds dipped to 16-14 on the season. They finish up their series in San Diego today at 3:10. And finishing up with the NBA playoffs, the Indiana Pacers failed to close out the Milwaukee Bucks in Game 5 last night in Milwaukee as the Pacers got thumped 115-92. Tyrese Halliburton had 16 points lead Indiana. The Pacers still lead the best of seven series 3-2. Game 6 shifts back to Indiana tomorrow night at 5:30 Central Time. That wraps up your news and sports for this Wednesday, May 1st. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.